We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Sentencing today for the gang members convicted of murdering a 15-year-old in the Bronx, known affectionately as Junior.
The judge noted that the apologies from four of the five convicted killers were the first hint of remorse from any of them, and that at this point it rings hollow that not one has disavowed the violent Trinitarios gang. He sentenced three of them to 25 years to life, another to 23 to life, and the other to the max. It's life without parole for Jonaki Martinez Estrella, whom the judge said acted as executioner, delivering the fatal stab wound to Junior Guzman that night in June 2018. Junior's parents said they are satisfied with the sentences, his mom Leandra Feliz saying these men preyed on an innocent kid.
He was no gang members. He was a good kid. And now they have to pay the consequence for what they did.
Eight other men accused of participating in the murder have yet to face trial. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at Bronx Criminal Court.
There's an arrest in the murder of a Bronx woman.
Police had been looking for 63-year-old Victor Mateo since a week ago Thursday, when he allegedly ran over his ex-wife several times and then took out a machete and stabbed her. Now Mateo has been picked up in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and faces extradition back here to New York. Police say the attack on 58-year-old Noelia Mateo, which took place in the Throgs Neck section of the Bronx, happened in front of her two young grandchildren. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
A couple of guys tried to rob a plainclothes police captain last night in Hell's Kitchen. This was on 41st Street and 10th Avenue, where police say two men in their 20s walked up to the cop, who was on duty, and at least one of them gestured to his waist as if he had a gun. The other guy punched the cop in the face, which is when Captain Stephen Spataro pulled out his service weapon, and the would-be muggers took off. Spataro suffered minor injuries. The muggers have yet to be caught. As the Matt Lauer story explodes back into the headlines, we're hearing from Ronan Farrow, the journalist whose book is at the center of the latest development. A portion of Catch and Kill includes allegations from a former NBC employee that Lauer raped her while they were covering the 2014 Olympics. Farrow tells ABC's Good Morning America, Catch and Kill is exactly what NBC did, with complaints brought to the network.
It is indisputable, based on the evidence in this book, that there was a chain of secret settlements at this company that were covered up with victims of harassment and assault. Some of them about Lauer, some about others in the company. This was a pattern. It was concealed from journalists there. And George, that's bigger than NBC. It's bigger than these executives.
For his part, Matt Lauer released a letter this week calling the rape allegation categorically false, saying he and his accuser had a consensual affair. Rudy Giuliani, as you know, is a former Manhattan U.S. attorney. Well, now the same office that he used to head is said to be investigating him. Bloomberg News is reporting that the president's lawyer and former New York mayor is being scrutinized by the feds for his financial dealings following yesterday's arrest of two of his associates for allegedly violating campaign finance laws. ABC News says his relationship with those men has been the subject of an ongoing criminal probe that only became publicly known when the FBI moved quickly to arrest the men as they tried to flee the country. So far, no comment from Giuliani or his attorney. New York has now become the first state to require the disclosure of ingredients in tampons and other menstrual products. The law, signed today by Governor Cuomo, officially takes effect in 180 days, but manufacturers will have 18 months to develop new packaging or labels. State Assembly member Linda Rosenthal is one of the law's biggest backers. She says many women have been using the same products for decades without knowing exactly what they're made of.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.